I want to stop and pray here. Father, I pray that you would please help me to teach your word in a way that will honor you and will be faithful to what your word says and engaging, so that all of us here can be encouraged of your comfort, your promises to comfort us, as well as to be challenged to mourn and not be afraid to mourn over sin. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What does it mean to be a mourner? Those who mourn, the Greek word there is panthountes, the mourners. It's related to the last beatitude. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Poor in spirit has to do with your attitude, your internal attitude. And the mourning then has to do with the outward display of that inward attitude. It's not the hypocritical act of mourning for sin when you're not when your attitude really isn't there, but it's the natural outflow, the physical outflow of what is in our heart when we are bowed before God and humbled before God, poor in spirit. And one way it could be compared to the emotional aspect of the intellectual aspect of the first beatitude, poor in spirit and mourning. This word just really does mean mourn, lament, weep, whatever. And it should be a reminder to us, especially those of us who don't like to show much emotion, that there is a place for showing the emotion of mourning, because it is a right response to the brokenness that we experience from sin. In the Bible, we see a number. Well, it's also a character trait that we see of Jesus himself. In Isaiah 53, the prophecies prophesying what Jesus would be like tell us that he would be a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And sure enough, when Jesus did come, he wept over Jerusalem because he said, "How I longed to gather you, like a hen would gather her chicks under her wings, and you would not." And he grieved over that. He also grieved when his good friend Lazarus died. He went to the grave site and he wept, the Bible tells us. He was not one who was afraid to show mourning, even as God himself. And so our expressions of mourning follow in the example of our Lord Jesus. We look through the Bible. What does the Bible tell us about mourning? I see about three different classes, three different kinds of reasons for mourning over which people mourned throughout the course of the Old Testament. And of course, the most obvious is when someone died. Here's a picture that the Reformation artist Dore drew of Abraham. You see him, his face kind of turned sideways and walking out of the cave. People are escorting him out of the cave as he has just buried Sarah, his wife, there in Machpelah. There is a place Abraham mourned when his wife died, and that was good and right. Jacob mourned when he thought that his son was dead. All Egypt, God in the midst of a sinful world. We also can experience blessing of seeing fruitfulness as we warn other people about sin as we mourn over sin and its consequences, there will be people who respond and say, why are you mourning? They start recognizing that your warnings against sin are substantial. There's something that they ought to pay attention to. And people's lives will change as they see our mourning over the sin of others. And that is a blessing to be able to see people's lives changed. It's also a blessing to die with no regret, to have lived a life doing what you know God has called you to do, and to have no regrets when you die, because you spent your life in service to God's purposes. That's a blessing and a comfort. So what does it mean to be comforted? Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. This word, the Greek word for comfort, at the bottom of the screen, parakletheisontai, from the root parakaleo, para alongside of, like parallel, and then clay, toss, call. And the root idea is to call, to be alongside. It's